Mason, thank you for that. I've got just a few words I want to say about that passage. The great missionary, Elizabeth Elliot, she once wrote that there is nothing worth living for unless it is worth dying for. There is nothing that is worth living for unless it is worth dying for. And as I say those words, maybe there's something or someone that comes to mind for you. Something or someone that is so precious to you that you would be willing to suffer for it. That you may even be willing to lay down your life for it. That is an amazing thing, isn't it, when there's something like that in our lives? Because our natural instinct, our natural way is to self-preserve in the face of danger. We will do anything to get out of trouble. We become like the hired hand in this reading that Mason has just brought for us. Which is why this morning we celebrate the wonder of self-sacrifice. These brave servicemen and women who gave their lives in order to protect us. There's something heroic about it, isn't there? There's something beautiful about it. Something that causes us to marvel and say, that is an amazing thing. But have you ever asked yourself why it is that we marvel at self-sacrifice? What is it about self-sacrifice that is so amazing that it makes us go, wow? Well, there are many reasons, I think. But if you're somebody who looks to Jesus for answers, self-sacrifice is something that reveals the very character of the God who made us. Self-sacrifice defines the very goodness of Jesus the Good Shepherd. We see that here all over the passage that we've just read. Verse 11 says, "The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." That's Jesus. Verse 15, "I lay down my life for the sheep." Verse 17, "The reason the Father loves me," says Jesus, "is that I lay down my life." Verse 18, "No one takes my life from me, but I lay it down of my own accord." If somebody asks you this question, how do you know that God is good and that he loves you? What would you say? How do you know that God is good and he loves you? What would you say?
So God is good.
He is good and he loves us. The Bible gives us many reasons as to why God loves us and why we know that he's good. But the overwhelming reason that the Bible gives us that we can know that God loves us is that he sent his son Jesus to lay down his life for us. The great evidence that God loves us is that when the wolf comes, Jesus, the Good Shepherd, lays down his life. Now, wolves, they're pretty terrifying creatures, aren't they? We see that all over folklore. Put your hand up if you've heard the story of Little Red Riding Hood. We've all heard it, haven't we?
We've all heard it.
Now, the thing about wolves is they get a bad rap, and it's not entirely fair, because I don't know if you know this about wolves. Wolves in the wild, they're actually pretty civil creatures. Did you know that? Because when wolves, they deal with their prey, you know, they catch a deer or they catch a beaver or whatever it might be. Wolves, they don't kill anything more than what they need to survive, right? They don't kill for fun like other creatures do. But when it comes to domestic sheep, it is a completely different story, my friends. See, the thing about sheep is sheep are not the cleverest creatures in God's world, right? They are very stupid. Now, most of us, if a predator were to chase us, and certainly this is the case for most of the animals in the animal kingdom, if a predator chases, what do? You run, don't you? You run in a straight line as fast as you can to get out of there, yeah? But sheep, in their wisdom, they think to themselves, I know. I'm going to just run round and round in circles. That'll beat the wolf, is what they think to themselves. Not very smart. They're not the smartest creatures in the animal kingdom. And as they're running round and round in circles, what this does is it triggers a predator response in the wolves. It's something instinctive, something visceral. And it agitates the wolves. And then when that happens, they go into a frenzy and they begin killing any sheep that they can get their claws on. And the thing is, when that happens, it's not only the sheep that are in danger, but anything and anyone that gets in the way of the wolf. And what Jesus is saying in our reading is that he is that kind of shepherd. He is the kind of shepherd that steps in. He tackles the wolf in the frenzy. He loves us. And he gave his life for us. And obviously, you know, by hearing those words of things that I'm saying, this is all parabolic language, isn't it? It's pictures. Jesus, he is like a good shepherd to us. Those who follow Jesus, those who belong to him, we're like Jesus' sheep. And so you might ask yourself, well, then if Jesus is the shepherd and we're the sheep, then who are the wolves? What is the wolf? And on a day like today, where we remember some of the tyrants, some of the ideologies that our servicemen and women gave their lives to defend us from, you may think of those things. Maybe today, as we see wars dominate the headlines all over the place, in Ukraine, in the Middle East, we're living in a dangerous world at the moment. Maybe as you hear those words, you think that they are wolves that are encroaching upon us. Now look, all of those threats, they're all serious things that are going on around us. But the Bible teaches us that these threats in our world, they are merely manifestations of the true wolves. Wolves that we can't see. The wolves of sin. The wolves of death. And the wolf of eternal separation from the God who made us. And those wolves, they encroach on everyone. Everyone in the whole world that is not under the Good Shepherd. Our sin, the rebellion that we all collectively display against the God who made us, it leads ultimately to death, is what the Bible teaches. But after death, there is another wolf waiting for us, an even worse wolf. And that is eternal separation from the God who made us. An existence devoid of the one who is all goodness, and therefore stripped of all that is good, of all that brings us joy. Wolves are terrifying creatures. But these wolves of sin and of death and of separation from God more so. But you know what? There is good news, because that's all bad news, isn't it? That's very terrifying stuff. There is good news. And the good news is that we have a shepherd. You guys won't be able to see, but can you see that? That is a picture there of Jesus, the good shepherd. And Jesus, our good shepherd, he is the one who rescues us from these things. We might ignore them. We might pretend that they're not there. Thank you very much. That is not a good approach. Ignoring wolves is not a good way. It's akin to just running around in circles like those sheep. Go to the shepherd. He is here for you. He has come that you might be under his protection. Friends, we've gone through really tough times, haven't we, in recent years? COVID and with wars and all the things that have gone on. Uncommonly tough times. But if Jesus is yours, he is your good shepherd. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because Jesus is with us. So let that be an encouragement to you today. And if you don't know the Good Shepherd, draw near to him. He longs to enfold you and to receive you, because the Shepherd is good. Let me just offer a quick moment's silence. Maybe we can digest some of the things that we've heard so far this morning and maybe think, what is God saying to me this morning? And then we'll move on to the next part of our service.